Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
And welcome aboard to the good ship Homecoming Radio for the 449th time.
On a ship.
As we set sail for exotic ports of call with our crew ready to dazzle you with 60 minutes of gospel music that will transform your life. Kevy's here today.
Oh, I'm here, yeah.
And so is Tori and William, he's here. And along with our great crew, Gerald Wolf, Joe Bonzel, at this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's the spot where the music gets the play, but the chatter makes the day.
Yeah.
And on this international...
Gratitude is contagious day. No matter what they say, being grateful is the only way.
And over here, Natalie Clad. You remember Natalie Clad, don't you?
I remember.
In his neatly pressed Bermuda shorts, let's call it, and his pinstriped captain's uniform. Boy, I'm butchering this. He's the man who was recently awarded the Skip the Bad Attitude, Get On With Some Gratitude Award. There he is, right there.
He is Bill.
Over there.
Make being grateful your only way of life. Gaither.
Yeah, there he is.
Here he is.
You know what? I really wish that everybody would do that because it really makes the world a better place when we do it with gratitude. And by the way, Karen Peck will be here with us, the sisters, and Natalie Clad and the Hoppers will be there. Here's a whole gang singing, I'm So Glad. Listen.
I'm so glad Jesus lived in me. I'm so glad Jesus lived in me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lived in me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lived in me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lived in me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lived in me. Walking with me.
What a way to get it going right here at Homecoming Radio. Kevin Williams, Bill Gaither, all of Bill's friends, both of them, we're all sitting here. Quiz time, guys. 16 years ago right now, the gospel music world was excited about what Gaither vocal band song? Guesses? Guesses, anyone?
No.
Guesses?
Gosh, look at the
put it down at about A-flat. Does that give anybody the...
Of course.
Well, it started in A, though, actually, you know.
Well, yeah, we were A-flat by the time we finished, I guess, yeah. It's the song My Lord and I, and it was a big hit.
Hey, some trivia. You know where this came from?
No.
Where, Bill?
Well, several places. The Homeland Harmony was probably one of the first groups to sing it, but we love to sing it. Here's the vocal band.
Well, we're going to walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're going to walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is going to calm the tide. We're going to walk this road to glory, my Lord and I. Yes, we're going to walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're going to walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is going to calm the tide. We're going to walk this road to glory, my Lord and I. Yes, we're gonna walk this road to glory, children, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and tell the story, children, my Lord and I. Rain or shine, snow or sleet, blessed Lord, guide my feet. We're gonna walk this road to glory,
children,
my Lord and I. Road to glory, my Lord and I. We're gonna walk and talk all the way to glory. Gonna walk and tell the blessed old story. Walk and talk all the way to glory, my Lord and I. When I come to the river wide, the blessed Lord is gonna calm the tide. We're gonna walk this road to glory.
Excitement reigns supreme. You can feel it.
So soon.
Yeah.
So soon.
Well, we've done it again. We've managed to conquer the unconquerable, scale the highest heights. The Mount Everest Peak Toppers Club has awarded the word of the day, their never coveted Hold On to the Rope Award. That's right. This award is given to those who they really hope will let go of the rope, therefore pass into oblivion.
Sure.
But not a chance. We got the award in hand, and here is the word of the day. Mellifluous. Mellifluous.
What?
Anybody got it? Come on.
I got a good feeling about this one.
Mellifluous.
Well, no, I just happened, you know, I was reading about this the other day. Melvin Eugene Fluous. Known to his friends as Mel Fluous or Mel E. Fluous, was the tenor for the Yankee Echoes back in the 1960s. I knew that would go. And he set the Guinness Book of World Records record for singing 484 consecutive stanzas of Looking for a City while attempting a half-step modulation between every verse. Now, it took nearly 6 hours before Melvin popped like a birthday balloon And I guess he landed somewhere near Cleveland. Is that right? Is that anybody?
Tori, quick.
It actually means flowing smoothly like honey. The speaker's delivery was very mellifluous. I think it's mellifluous.
Oh.
But what do I know?
It is mellifluous.
Well, it sure would have ruined your routine.
Hey, with a smooth voice, here's Karen Peck in New River.
You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate.
Put a little love in your heart.
And the world will be a better place.
And the world
will be a better place for you.
For you.
And me. You just wait. Children cry.
Put a little love in your heart.
If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow.
Put a little love in your heart.
And the world
will
be a better place.
And the world
will be a better place for you.
For you.
And me. You just wait.
Bonzo's with us today on Homecoming Radio. Joe.
Hello, Bill.
It's good to have you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here. Always good to be here with you. Thank you for the invitation.
And we've all rehearsed it, if I can say it. We've all rehearsed. I got hoom-bop, hoom-bop.
Wow, you are low this morning, Bill. Wow. You're down there. You're on it.
Yeah, by 11:30, it'll be gone, though. Okay, here are the Ball Brothers singing Over the Horizon.
Well, I've always been a bit of a dreamer, holding on to the heart of belief. Still, I struggle just to fathom or imagine what Jesus has waiting for me. Oh, it's not that I'm afraid of the future, for my faith has allowed me to see that beyond the temporary, it is there. He's got all the answers I need. So I'm trying my best to remember the vision He's given to me.
Just over the horizon, past the mountains of uncertainty, the place where dreams become realities. Somewhere on distant islands, far beyond what human eyes can see, there is a better world awaiting me. Just over the horizon.
Wants to leave the familiar when you got all the comforts of home. Stepping out is not as scary as the worry of stepping into the unknown. And it's not that I'm afraid of the moving, for the danger will come if you wait. And the door will never open by just hoping. You've got to start walking in faith. So keep trying your best to hold on and remember the promise He gave.
just over the horizon, past the mountains of uncertainty, the place where dreams become realities. Somewhere on distant islands, far beyond what human eyes can see, there is a better world awaiting me. Of uncertainty, the place where dreams become realities. Somewhere on distant islands, far beyond what human eyes can see, there is a better world awaiting me. Oh, oh, just over the horizon, past the mountains of uncertainty, the place where dreams become. Far beyond what human eyes can see, there is a better world awaiting me. Just over the horizon.
Good friends of the Oak Ridge Boys, the Ball Brothers, singing for you right there, and you're listening to the Gratitude Edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's something to think about. Kids have never been very good at listening to their parents, but they are very good at imitating them.
Guys, we need to remind the folks about a couple of things that will help make their lives and their homes just a little better. How about Homecoming Magazine, Mark?
Well, it's a bi-monthly publication with great ideas, along with some insights, wit, and wisdom that will make a difference.
It'll make your house a better home. They'll be inspired and encouraged as they strive to make their lives just a little more livable.
Well, and then there's the Homecoming Concert Tour. I mean, that's always a special evening, always some very exciting musical moments that will last for a lifetime.
And you know what, Kevin? The present tour is the best one yet. The atmosphere is always electric and the music is wonderful. But if you don't believe me, come see for yourself. A live homecoming concert will make a difference in your life.
So, Homecoming Magazine and a homecoming concert.
We'll try them both, and your life will never be the same.
Back again on Homecoming Radio with all my good friends, Gerald Wolf and Joe Bonzel's here, and Tori Taff and Phil. Who's the other guy?
That would be Kevin.
That would be Kevin
with the bell.
Kevin the Williams.
My good friend, what's his name?
Do you know who wrote this next song? This is a convention classic.
Oh, boy. Gerald, you know?
Gerald, well, no, I don't. I don't even know what page it is.
I don't.
Natalie Clad. She was just 4 years old.
Have her come on out here.
This is a great Mosey Lister classic. Probably one of the second or maybe the third song that he ever wrote.
I've got a wonderful feeling in my heart.
I've got a wonderful story.
Hi, this is Sherry Easter of Jeff and Sherry Easter, and you're listening to great gospel music on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Thanks for stopping by.
No finer lady in our business than Sherry Easter. What a sweetheart. She's been through it with her battle with cancer. She's on the other side now, and she's a great testimony of what faith can do for you going through tough, tough times.
That's right.
Who's next?
We got the sisters, Bill.
One, two, three, I got a song. I like it. I like it.
About a place I really love. It's a personal invitation to my heavenly home above.
Let's go to that land.
Come on and let's go to that land.
Where the milk and the honey flow.
Come on.
Come on, come on. It's a better,
better land I know.
Abounding hearts will make us start.
We're trusting in our God.
I said, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on. All aboard, let's go to that land.
All aboard, let us go to that land.
There'll be no tears of sorrow, no more crying over there.
Over there.
That
every day will be Sunday.
Hallelujah.
In that city so bright
and fair.
I'm gonna walk.
We'll walk with all of the angels all around that great, great throne.
There's gonna be a happy, happy day when we all get home.
Let's go to that land.
Come on and let's go to that land.
Where me,
where the milk and the honey flow.
Come on.
Better land I know. Abounding hearts will make us start. We're trusting in our God.
I said, come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
There's no more burden
over there.
No, there's never a care
over there.
And there ain't no crying.
There ain't no crying.
All is heavenly there.
So come on.
There's a river of life.
There's a river
flowing right through the city.
Over there.
And there's walls made of jasper.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, it sounds mighty pretty.
So come with me
to see my daddy.
Gonna see my daddy.
And my mama too.
And my mama too.
But I wanna see Jesus.
Most of all. Because he gave his life for me. And he set my spirit free. And he'll do the very same for you.
So I said, come on.
Come on.
Come on,
come on,
hurry up,
hurry up,
and come on,
come on, all aboard, let's go to that land. So come on.
I tell you what, we are going to go to the phone now and talk to our good friend Claude Hopper.
Hello, this is Claude Hopper.
Claude, this is Bill Gaither. How are you doing, my friend?
Man, it's just a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. I think about 80 degrees. I'm doing fine. I'm blessed.
Well, you're here with a bunch of friends of yours, Gerald Wolf and Kevin, and Joe Abonzel's here from from the Oak Ridge Boys.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, saw Joe a couple of weeks ago in Nashville, and you got a good crew there.
It's kind of like your bunch. It's been the same bunch for the last 40 years, Claude.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Now, is Connie still with you?
Yeah, Connie's... fortunately, she's still with me, and she's happy. and she's down on the farm.
Yeah.
And I'm up here at the office. And I told her if she ever decided to leave me, I'll pack my bag, too.
I don't blame you.
Well, Claude, you are a fixture in Southern gospel music,
yep.
And you've given your life to it, and you've done it